What do you make of the suggestions now? And you had a season where you played 50, well, you didn't play all of them, I doubt, but the club played 57 games. How do you reflect on that these days when they're saying they're playing too many games now?
Well, it's nothing like, I mean, this stuff out here is close to international pace, isn't it? I think. And when you're playing for your living, I think it's going to be, you know, they don't give much away, do they, out here. And our rugby was, I don't think it was just so intense as this. County rugby is getting closer. Certainly, I would say the touring rugby, the West of England standard is that. I would think, you know, that it'd be about that pace. I think our front rows are better. You know, they're more. There's so much cheating going on in those days, and where hookers had to get to win the ball, not this shovel. You notice that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't think the front rows in my day run about like they do today. They didn't have to, because we had the ball.
Yeah.
It was one of the Forty's great sheep. You got the ball, you don't have to play so much. He's right. But we had, earlier you said we used to kick a lot. Yeah, that's what the captain wanted. But we used to get it back. We had forwards to win, to win it back.
Yeah.
That was, and I mean, if you're getting the ball back, you kick all day, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And we, there weren't many packs that we couldn't get the ball back and enjoy playing rugby. Mosley, we couldn't. They had a chap by the name of Owen playing in the second row there. Remember him?
Yeah.
He was good. If we couldn't get the ball back, we had a job to get it back off Bristol too, because they had Watt and Neat. They were good second row forwards. But the majority of the time, we did pretty good for ball. And if the back row forwards were just running across the pitch to our backs, they used to stand in the pocket and just have some pot shots. And drop goes, and that make them come to me.
Yeah.
And that was good. I loved it.
How much training did you used to do, Terry?
Me?
Yeah.
I used to hate it. Absolutely hate it. I did, honestly. We did a few laps. When I first came down here, we used to play touch rugby down here behind the post. It was much deeper then. They've shortened it somehow, haven't they, with that stand, I suppose.
Yeah, with the built back
stand. We used to have lights going down on the old stand. And that was just ordinary bulb lights. And we used to play touch rugby at a pretty high standard, I'd like to say. But I remember looking over there, over that same stand, and you see these red things, and there's the forwards would be over there on a fag. And
yeah.
Oh, no kidding. No kidding. They never bothered much, but the forwards used to run on the roads here when I came. But the training didn't really start until I think Dick Smith got hold of it and had a go at it. Then Rutherford had a go at it. We used to go in the winter time in the gym with John Gorman, school teacher, and we used to go to the Long Levens gym. That was hard work, but enjoyable. But no, I wasn't a great trainer. No, it used to hurt, didn't it? Oh, crikey. Especially Ivor's training. I should never forget it as long as I live. Agony. But a lot of the players down here were got quite fit. I don't think I've ever seen 40 train. I can honestly say I've never seen him ever train.
So when he was captain, he just used to supervise the rest of your training.
I cannot remember ever seeing Peter Forward training. Now there's one. I never. No, I've never.
Yeah, the length of his career, he clearly stayed fit.
Well, he used to work so hard, didn't he? I mean, he was up at 4 o'clock in the morning, driving to Bristol, in the lorry driving. He always tickled me, Pete. He always used to have his weekly trim before he ran out to play rugby. And that consisted of a pair of scissors, trimming his toenails. And it used to drive me nuts. He used to just like that. That was his warm up.
You sit in the changing room.
Yeah, and it was to make sure that if he couldn't scag his toenails, probably when he had contact with somebody, and he used to get his toenails. Don't you? he used to sit there and cut his toenails and trim them up. That's true.
Oh, I've never heard of that training regime before.
That was his pre-match warm-up. Yeah. My warm-up was easy. I used to come from the Talbot Hotel and walk down. But we didn't do any of this. No. I mean, they must be knackered by the time they run out.
Do you have any particular things that you always made sure you did before the start of a game?
I remember a few of the players used to feel pretty wound up. Like there's a lot of tension in the dressing room. I've seen a couple of forwards physically sick before they got out to play. The thing that ever struck me when I first came here was the niceness of it all, where you sort of come down into that environment, seeing that wonderful rugby pitch. And the first time I ever walked into, there was my shirt hung up, my place, and my shorts and my socks. And that was my little spot. Then the next guy had his bit, and I always used to change to boot next door to Boothie and I was like, twins really, and all the way around the room, and everybody had their own little spot, and I thought how nice that was, you know, because it was something different from the other areas of rugby you come from. And it's always struck me as how nicely presented the shirts were, and always nice and clean, and you know, lovely. Yeah, it was nice. I enjoyed that. It used to be lovely.
And I guess in those days you used to change over. That's right. Opposite where the clock is.
And we had a bath about the size of this room. Deep. Lovely it was. Oh, that's lovely. Used to come down training nights, and some people just used to come down for a swim. Yeah, they did. And Tommy Oakes used to. You haven't been out bloody training. Look at the state of that water. What about that was coming in? It's all very nice facilities here. Not so nice as this point.
Because while you were here, floodlights were installed. They had the first game against Invitation 15, the Bosuns. Did you play in that game?
I did. Yeah, I did. When was it?
1967.
I'd have been around.
Yeah,
I love the floodlights. What I liked about it was like an extension of daylight from these horrible dark days now. It was lovely coming down here. Mm. And I think the general public liked it too, didn't they? They used to come and watch.
They weren't bad, were they? Are they? Even at that time.
There was only one on each end of the pitch, I think.
Yeah. There was an attempt at a floodlit league, wasn't there?
Yeah.
It was the first attempt really at league rugby union.
There was indeed, right there, I don't know what happened to
never
that.
Really took off, no. Though, did it? At all.
I don't think a lot of clubs could afford it.
No. Maybe. Don't mind your Cheltenham took part, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it did, as you say, it didn't. But we played a few games under floodlight out here.
Mm.
And they used to cost a lot of money to put on. I remember Foley moaning about it.
Mm.
Of course, Peter, not only did he play here, but he was more or less running it. Pete was, from his company, the fruit and veg, used to employ Terry Tandy, who was secretary. But Peter put a lot of money into this club, kept it going. Good man,
yeah.
Pete, good man. But don't tell him I said that.